I'd always enjoyed, even as a child, looking at books, and I would display them in my bedroom and look at them as artworks. I've been making sculptures using books as subject matter for about 12 years now. The way I title my work is everything is untitled, and then in parentheses, it's the actual title of the book. Cubism and Abstract Art was an exhibition catalog for a show held at the Modern in 1936, curated by Alfred Barr, Jr. And the diagram, which illustrates the cover of the book, was created by him, and it charts the evolution of abstract art in the early part of the 20th century. What you're looking at inside the box is an object that has a paper jacket, as a real book would have a paper jacket, which is laminated onto canvas board and wood that have been joined with modeling paste. The brown background is hand-painted. The red band at the bottom was originally printed lithographically and then overpainted with oil paint. The diagram itself is done completely lithographically. The pages are created by painting the edges with oil paint and then dragging a very stiff brush across the wet paint and then stained later to give it an aged and discolored feel. It's three-dimensional. It's created from sculptural material, but it also is composed of paper and oil paint, so it hovers somewhere between sculpture and painting. It's as close to an exact replication as I could make it, which is true of all my work. And it hangs on the wall as a painting. So I like the idea of it being a bit of both or somewhere in between. I'm hoping that when people view my work, they see what's hopefully a beautiful object. I hope that the aspect of craft is appreciated. But I also want them to jar something in maybe a collective memory or a collective experience. I know that not everyone has read everything that I've made, but I think that a fair number of people will be able to see a certain book and it will have been a part of their experience, and that will bring an extra dimension to the experience of viewing the piece.